So one of the restaurants that we frequent down here is a very basic-y fish taco place called Spencer McKenzie's, but it is anything but basic.
Yeah.
It is mere feet from the ocean.
Feet.
It is, for my money, the best restaurant in town. It's very casual. It's very low key. It's.
We want to open one by the station.
Yes.
We just can't figure out how to move the ocean.
No. How do we get that fish? It's wonderful, whether it's just the grilled fish taco or the ahi tuna taco or the seafood burrito or any of their assorted salads or their ceviche. And it's just tacos and beers, basically, is what they're promoting. You can order, you can walk up and order from the window. It's like a 50s car hop type place almost.
It's great. It's unchanged since our first year here, and it's glorious.
And it's so awesome to eat at a place, too, where there basically isn't a door. It's just everything's open.
It's open air. It's just, it's everything you would expect a fish place overlooking the ocean would look like.
And amazingly, there's only one other location.
I'm telling you right now, if that place opened up in the city of Dallas or any of the surrounding area, it would make $1 billion. It's so good. And all you'd have to do is charge $3 more per whatever, which nobody would care. It's not like it's that expensive. I mean, you could even put a little Southwest flair into it.
No, don't mess with perfection.
I agree.
How do we make it 62 degrees when...
We don't. That's our problem. We don't have open-air restaurants or anything like that.
Palm trees.
It is absolutely delicious. And so Ham, who has not been out here before, sent us...
Just hears us go on and on about it.
Yeah. Yes. We talk about it a lot. People email us all the time, much like the North Street Grill in Boston, our favorite restaurant there. Right?
Yeah.
That you've never been to.
Some say.
We say.
In fact, Killer once went and got us lunch because we were driving to LAX, me and Dan and Killer, and I think he went and got us seafood burritos to go as we were sitting here doing the show, and we had to go the other direction.
I love it.
We did a second Spencer McKenzie's run of the week last night.
We did our only repeat dinner so far. But anyway, Ham... Never been here before, but heard us talking about it a couple of days ago. Sent us a script for a song. And
I'm so leery of this.
He wanted me to sing it, but as I told him yesterday, I don't want to be his Elvis. You can sing your own songs. You're a fine singer in your own right.
How are we going to launch your career?
Yeah, Ham has the voice of an angel in Fergie.
He does. So, Ham, you came up here and recorded, or you went up to the station and recorded it?
I did, yeah, and I sacrificed some pretty good ribs to do so.
So this is the reason you left 14 pounds of pork ribs in your car?
Yeah.
Well, it better be good.
Was your car in the sun?
I mean, it's in Texas. It's always in the
sun.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess you're right.
I would have risked it.
Okay, so do you need any further setup?
Why don't you put your ribs in your cargos while you were performing?
Yeah.
No setup, just you guys are always talking about this between any trip you go out there, so it's always at top of mind when you guys are at camp.
Okay, well, here is Matt Birmingham's Spencer McKenzie's.
God. Oh, wrong one, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
I'll get all the seafood tacos. Tacos. Spencer McKenzie's sits at the pier where the surf hits the sand every day. Eat fish fillets, get the shrimp tacos. Stuff in your face, then go back to go order some more. Eat by the shore, all the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. All the seafood tacos, we eat them all week long. Spencer McKenzie's, Flip through the menu of fish with the breeze of Ventura. Grill their tempura. What should I order? I better pick because the sounds in my belly grow louder. Homemade clam chowder. All the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. All the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. Oh, look at all the seafood tacos. Oh, look at all the seafood tacos. Spencer McKenzie's 2-for-1 tacos I ate until nothing remained. I'm unashamed. Spencer McKenzie's. Walk out the door knowing other food won't be the same. Be back one day. All the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long. All the seafood tacos. We eat them all week long.
Yes!
Wow!
That's awesome.
That's going to be so dope at Ticketstock.
So is that your own melody, your own song?
No, it's Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Beatles.
I was going to be really impressed that you arranged all those strings yourself.
I thought that was an original composition.
Yeah, I had to learn all the instruments. That's why I was up here so long.
So do we put that before or after Let's Bunt in the next set list?
That'll replace Let's Bunt.
So good. Man.
Yeah,
awesome, man.
I mean, it would have been a disaster if Corby sang it, but your beautiful harmonies just sent it over the top.
Right.
I played it for Monty earlier and got no reaction out of him.
He doesn't know good music.
Seth or good fish tacos.
Yeah, that's right.
It didn't have a rap break, so he didn't like it.
And he probably honestly did think you wrote that himself. He's never heard that before.